Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Thank you for joining us on the program. The Strength of the Nation by Louisa Morella Plancher was created to help President Trump in making the U.S. great and strong again and keep it that way. She says we do this by entering the same mindset of the prophets of old, because the brilliance of discovery and the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are not our own, but of the spiritual power above. And we need to make it great and strong, not only for our own sake, but also for the sake of all of the nations on earth. And we need to see ourselves as the beacon of hope for humanity, as the founders of this great nation did. Louisa is an Italian school teacher, married to an American citizen, moved to the United States. She earned a political science degree, pursued a career in social work. She started writing in 1980, and when President Trump appeared on the political scene, she decided to expand a concept she was working on to make America great again and keep it even greater. Louisa Morella Plancher, author of The Strength of the Nation, is our guest on This Week in America. Louisa, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. This is going to be a fascinating conversation. So much to talk about, including your new book, The Strength of the Nation. But I mentioned you started writing back in 1980. When did you first realize, I would like to be a writer? How did that all start?
I wanted to be a writer when I was studying at a convent for 7 years for a degree in education, and so we were studying about Dante Alighieri, and he united Italy, united all of us with our language. Finally, now after he wrote the Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso, finally. And now the entire Italy had only just one language. And so I told myself, I said, wouldn't it be nice if I could unite people in a different way, if I could do something like Dante Alighieri did.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And what a concept, and what an ambitious concept as well, wasn't it?
So when I came to the United States, I wanted to know what made this wonderful nation so wonderful, great, because, since I have been a small child in Italy, America has been the greatest nation on earth for me, because we got freed in 1943. We got freed from Hitler. Yeah, Hitler was, and Mussolini, yes. They were killing the Jews, and then they were doing all other things, and so the United States and England and other nations called the Allies, they came and liberated us. And so since then, I have had a great thought about this country. And so when I met my husband and I came here, I wanted to know what makes this nation great. And that's why I studied political science, and I found out something, Rick. I found out that this nation was born great. This nation is great. And this nation is going to become even greater than yes. the past. We have a very bright future. This nation is going to win all the battles. Do you know why, Rick? Because we are going to get our strength back from God. God has been the promoter of this nation. Our founders had God in mind. And Jesus, the one that takes our sins away, he washes all our problems, all our miseries, and then we are presented in front of God spotless. And so, and that's what our our founders did. They wanted to honor God through the merits of Jesus Christ. This nation is a Christian nation, basically. And so, my dear, we are going to, right now, we recognize that we have so many problems, but we're not alone. The entire world has problems. And so we start here. We start with the United States of America, because this country not only was born great, but this country has all the people from all the nations. We all came from all different backgrounds.
Which makes us
and
all
then
stronger.
When we're here, we have this thing from pluribus to unum. From many, we become one.
Yes. You know, this is so exciting.
And now we are going to gather in that unity. Again,
you are bringing us together. You talk about it, and that sort of a theme of your writing over all of these years is bringing us together. In your book, The Strength of the Nation, you provide well thought out plans to make America great again. The book is The Strength of the Nation. The author is our guest on the program, Louisa Morella Plancher. We'll give you information where you can purchase the book as we go through the program. You start off by talking about God is watching us, and you have a special message not only for President Trump, but other leaders. Talk about that concept, and you just touched on that there. This is a special place, and God is watching us. Talk about that, and then the message for leaders that you have.
Yes. Can you imagine I have a message for the leaders of Iran? And the message is that there was the Shah of Persia. When I was studying at the convent, we learned about the Shah of Persia, what he wanted to do. He wanted to create the greatest civilization in his nation. And then he was becoming a friend of people in the West, but he was shut. He was shut off. Why? Because they all now belong to a Muslim religion, and then the book that they read is the Quran from Muhammad. And so the Quran says that they cannot be friends with the Jews or Christians, but they instead have to take over the Jews and the Christians, because the Jews killed Jesus, and they shouldn't have done that. And then the Christians will believe that Jesus is God, and so both of us are no good. But I have a nice message for all the Muslim people, and especially for Iran. Now they can start building their great society that it was in mind of the Shah of Persia some time ago. And how can that be? Oh, that can be because we in the United States are going to help the Jewish people repent for having killed Jesus the Christ. See? And once they repent, they will be friends with the other children of Abraham. They will be friends because they are Jews and Arabs. They are the children of Abraham, and they received a blessing in this portrait, this blessing in Genesis 12:2. And now, after thousands and thousands of years, now is the time for their blessings, so that both of them, along with the Christian people, they, both of them can be regrafted into the root of Abraham and then take care of the business that they have inherited from Abraham. So, to tell you the truth, this is the golden age that is going to happen right now for the Jews and for the Arabs. The golden age, beloved, is coming for you. You have been blessed even before you were born. And so the blessing is coming today.
This is all laid out so well and passionately, as you hear, by Louisa Morella Plancher, our guest on the program, the book, The Strength of the Nation. You'll find it Amazon, the usual places. Louisa, where's the best place to buy a copy of The Strength of the Nation and the other books that you've written as well? How do I find that best?
Oh, so I wrote this, so The Strength of the Nation came out in 2017, just after President Trump took office. But then after the previous company publisher wasn't promoting the book, so now I have added two more chapters, and now I am with Ingram Spark publishers, so they also do print on demand. So, but anyways, so it will be available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and it will be available on ebook. So the second edition is going to come out next week.
Oh, fantastic! So, fantastic.
Yes.
So this is interesting. How have you sort of revised the book over this 3-year period? What do you have in the new edition?
Oh, I have a part of the people that came from Central America when they were coming in big caravans. And so I have a message for Central American leaders to help us that we have other fish to fry. We,
yes,
in the United States, we have this great mission that we have to do now. We have to help the Jewish people repent, and in order for doing that, we need to be all closed up like in a cocoon, and we need to take care. First, we need to repent and reach God and pray for his wisdom so that Republicans and Democrats and we they come together, and with the President Trump they renew their expectations for each other, and we are going to take care of the poor, the homeless, and the people that the newcomers. We cannot pretend that these nice immigrants, even if they are illegal, but still they came here probably to get a better life, and we cannot,
yes,
ignore them. So pretend that they don't exist, we're going to have to enlarge our social security system in order to take care of this part of the population, and also for the homeless people, especially to President Trump, that he has been in construction. I would like to give him a message that he probably can get together with other builders and people in that business and create some housing for the homeless. I mean, it's no good for these nice people to be reduced that way. We should do something for them, because the strength of the nation is not only God, but it is also to help one another. That is when the nation becomes strong, when yes. we take care of each other, when we see someone in trouble and we help them, and so that they can become productive members of the community again. And we are going to do that, and I want to congratulate President Trump for having done a lot of work to help with the Jews and the Arabs. He is a friend of the Jewish people, and so he has a way to talk to them. That's why we need to have him for another 4 years. That way we have enough time to do all this. And then I think that Vice President Biden, he also had some good ideas. And so how about during our next time, January, after the inauguration, Congress comes together and Republicans and Democrats, we all sit together in one room and we take care of this nation's business.
Well, I hope that happens. And you talk about in your book, The Strength of the Nation, the importance it is for us as Americans to come together and to fix these problems, in particular now, and we're so divided. We all, I think, deep down would like to see that happen. Let's sit together. We're all smart people. We can figure this out. The book is The Strength of the Nation by Louisa Morella Plancher. A couple minutes left in the program. There are so many interesting points that you make here, strong points, biblically based points. What would you like the reader to take away from reading the book, The Strength of the Nation? There's so much here. Overall, what would you like people to remember as they're reading and implementing what you talk about in The Strength of the Nation?
Okay. I want them to remember that God loves us all. He made us black, white, Chinese, Japanese, Europeans, Italians, Russians, everywhere. And He loves us all. All we have to do is to come together in love and harmony. And then when someone has something to offer, and then they help other people. All our assets, we all have assets. Sometimes our assets can be just a smile, this nice, wonderful smile, like Mr. John Hung of North Korea. He has this wonderful smile. Is that the only thing that he has to offer? Yeah, if that is the only thing he has to offer, he just can give a big smile to everyone and make them feel good, and then starting with that, and then the population to have them being part of this great community where we are all important and where we are all loved by God. All we have to do is to smile at each other and help each other. That's all.
That's a great way to end the conversation. Just smile at each other, love each other. The book is so powerful, The Strength of the Nation. I mentioned Louisa was married to an American citizen, married an American citizen, moved to the USA. A couple minutes left in the program, but what was that life like coming to the United States, a country that you looked up to as sort of the beacon for the world, coming here and realizing I live in the United States of America? What was that like for you?
So when I married my husband, he told me, he said, Mirella, we were still in Italy. He said, Mirella, America is not really the way you have in mind. It's a little bit different. And I told him, thank you for telling me that, because maybe I can come there and maybe I can help him make it just the way I had in mind.
Well, I like what you envisioned us to be, and we see that vision unfold in your book. I like your vision too, The Strength, very much so. The Strength of the Nation, Louisa Morella Plancher. That's Plancher. The book is The Strength of the Nation. You'll find it As Louisa said, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all at the usual places. Mention the publisher again, because this is important, because this is the revised edition. What is the name of the publisher you're working with now?
Ingram Spark.
Okay, and you can find information on there as well.
Yes, it's Ingram Spark. And do they're very good. Before I was with Outdoors Press, but Outdoors Press made a nice book, but they did not do much to promote it. And now I didn't have much money. I said, what am I going to do now? And so now I'm with Ingram Spark, and they are wonderful.
Well, I know they're very excited about getting the word out there, and it is important to get the word out there. You give us a unique perspective, and it's so well done, so well thought out. The book is The Strength of the Nation. Louisa Morella Plancher is the author and our guest. Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website. You'll be able to link up there and get information as well. Louisa, this has been fun. Great having you on the program. Continued success with your message and your writing. Thank you for sharing some time with us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you.
It is my pleasure.
God bless you.
You as well. Louisa Morella Plancher, The Strength of the Nation, her book. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.